come to the end of Simcha Zayin, Sif Tes. We have learned in Sif Zayin the short Sif that Nasna Hu Loi Einam Kadesha. So she gives to him, it's not Kedushin. And at that time, I mentioned to you that by an Adam Choshuv it's different. So the Din of Chadar. Excuse me, the Din of Adam Choshuv is here in Sif Tes. As you remember, it's a very memorable Gemara. And if you give an Adam Choshuv something, it's like you received. Yeah. Since the Adam Choshev is willing to take a gift, so when you give something to an Adam Choshev, it's like he's giving you something. Which, it's a nice thing to say, but to say that technically, financially, that's true, that's a chiddush. So let's learn the words, and then we'll try to figure out who's exactly. Anybody know who was the Adam Choshev? Me? Yeah? Okay. What? Trump takes things no matter what. Even if you don't offer it. It's got to be someone who's reluctant to take things. I don't know. Let's see the words. And then the trick is to figure out what the word Adam Choshev means. And it's really somewhat complicated. And although I don't think anybody here had such a kedushin, I brought a Mishnah Berurah to show you where this is Negei Halacha L'Maisa for all of us. So let's go in order. Let's start first Sif Tes. Nasta Hiva Amra Lai. Now normally the man has to do the talking. The Mechaber Shita, the first Shita is that it doesn't work that way. That if she didn't say that you're an Adam Choshev and I'm giving it to you, just because she gives him something, doesn't mean she feels she's getting anything. So Hansi, she recognizes this din. Nostahi, she gives us a V'amrlai, she said, hey, look, is matana, this kadesh loch. And she's saying, I want to be married to you. Now, that's not good enough. He has to say it also. So the Mechaber says, V'lokcha, V'amrlai, hariyat mukadesh li, V'hano azu, shegibalti mimcha matana. And he says it. So he's saying it is Kedushin. Her saying it is to show that she recognizes the lumdis, she may never have learned the Gemara, that Adam Chosh.
He was masking, he said to her,
Im Adam Chosh,
he's getting the Hana, not her.
She is.
No,
he's getting the object. He's getting an object, right? She's giving him an object or money. And he's the Kaddisha with the Hana she gets. From the fact that an Adam, again, Hari Amdesh Liba Naazu Shekibalti Mecha, with the Hanah comma that I'm a kabul from you, so that's a Hanah to you. Okay, that's what it means. The Hanah that you're getting Shekibalti Mecha Matana.
So she first recognized that she's receiving something, and then he says,
"But the halacha, you need his amira, so it's saying his amira as well." So here you need them both to say it, according to the first shita. Shahana Yeshla Biyase Nehena Mimena. There's a Hana that Yeshla, see it's saying, she got Hana Biyase Nehena Mimenu, Ubana Zuhiknasa Atzmalai, and this Hana, so Shulchan Aruch says, Sarich Akira Schacha, Minikru Adam Shayne Chashiv. What does that mean? The Chacham has to figure out who's Chashiv or who's not Chashiv. It's a very strange Lashon. Chav Minikru Adam Shayne Chashiv Atira Belayge. So the Chalkis Mechaika Chaf Aleph, look what he says. Chalkis Mechaika Chaf Aleph, the first wide line, the Chalkis Mechaika. Minikru Adam Shein Chashim. Eloshin Zeh Mashma, Stam Ben Adam Hu Chashiv. Compliment. V'tzricha Get Mesafik. Ela B'yadu Al Pi Chakiras Chacham, Shezeh Hu Adam Shein Chashim. Unless you can prove to Bezdin that you're not Chashim. For Rav Yitzchuv Kosh by Samay b'Stam b'nei Adam she'ena chashuvin. The Rav disagrees. The Rav says Stam b'nei Adam are not chashuv, and the first sheet holds that Stam b'nei Adam are chashuv. So I have a hard time with this. How you make kaddish? Let's say you all know you can do kedushin with kesef and shava kesef. So the Mishnah says he could say, I'm a kaddish you with the fact that I'll sing for you, or I'll dance for you. Now, his singing has to be worth a pruta. It has to be in the marketplace. It has to have a value. A man says, I'm a kaddish you with the fact I'm singing for you. She has to get a pruta. If his singing is not worth a pruta, that's not kedushin. So it's got to be, he's a professional singer and there people pay him to sing. So he says, I'll sing for you. It's a good kedushin. That's the only way it makes sense.
If she feels that the value, wine is whatever he yells, between the two of them.
Because it has to be worth a shava pruta in the shuk. Pashtos has to be worth a shava pruta market value. That's the simple reason. If somebody's about to speak and needs a tissue desperately, and the man says to her, hurry up, pitashasli, with this tissue, assuming a tissue is worth less than a pruta, so she's not mekudeshes. Not worth more than a pruta. She's desperate. She'll do anything. I mean, she even married a guy. That's a chiddush, but it's worth something. Under those circumstances, a person is desperate for it. He'll take it. A person's sick and he needs medication. They'll pay a lot of money for it, but he's still cheating him if that's not the market value.
By the tissues, it depends on how they're in a pack.
You know what I'm saying? Let's say it's not worth a pruta. I mean, you can, you know, they sell boxes of tissues for a dollar, and then they sell those little things that have four tissues for a dollar. So you can buy four for a dollar, you can buy 200 for a dollar. If a tissue is not worth a pruta, someone's desperate for it, it doesn't make it worth a pruta. It's a pashtus.
So if it's worth a pruta, why did she have to say anything? If the market value establishes it to be worth a pruta.
So the only reason she would have to say, the next sheet is going to say that she doesn't have to say, the Ramah. But Chabal, she has to say, because probably she's thinking, Hari Amokudesh Asli, I'm giving you this. In Stoma, in her mind, she's Makadish by giving, not by getting.
But he's saying it. He's saying that in his lashon, he's already incorporating that concept.
So the question is, how much the wives listen to the husbands? She's saying that's the machlokes. The Vishwal says the second sheet is there.
The sheet is unknown.
What?
The sheet is unknown. Did he show
the So we're going to talk about it soon. Pashtus, it doesn't go from less than a pruta to a pruta. My understanding would be, and it doesn't really fit well, is that the only time you mekadesh with a hanor that you take is where it has a market value. Very few people have a market value. If you want Clinton to come to your dinner and take an award, you're going to have to pay him a lot of money. So there, in order to him to take something, it has a market value. Yeah. But there are very few people in the world where they're taking things has a market value. So it's very difficult for me to understand this, the Chalkas Mechaikach, who says that stam a person, it's worth it. The whole concept is somewhat challenging for me. Now, there are more changes that only a little bit. He says, Yesh machmirin afilu loy omra tchila kishenosna v'skadish lo. Raknasta stam, she gives something stam, but he amalah is kachi ba'nazu shani mekabel. So v'shaska. So he says it's not necessary for her to say, as long as he explains it to her. And in the Beishul, he says this is a sheet of Rav Paiskim that this all has to do with the amira. Yeah. But as far as the underlying idea that it's worth money to take a gift, it's a chiddush. Now, I want to tell you where this comes up. In the halachis of making a shechianu, I think you know that if you buy if you get a new garment or a new utensil that has value, you buy a new car, so you're supposed to make a bracha when you have something new. You're supposed to make a bracha shechianu. Something that's a hanah for multiple people, you make a taiva hamet. If you buy a new couch, so you make a bracha. Baruch atah Hashem lekein melchayilam a taiva hametiv. That's the halacha that a person is supposed to do when he buys something. If you buy something used by one person, it's a shechianu. You buy something used by more than one person, a taiva hametiv is the version of shechianu for multiple people. Okay, now that's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. The Shaila is, Shulchan Aruch, it says the following. I'll read to you the case. Resh Chav Gimel, Sif Hei. So it says the following. First it says the din. Kana kelim shemishtam shemben hu ubnei beisai. You buy a new couch, a new dining room table. Shemishtam shen hu ubnei beisai mevarach atoy v'hameitiv. You make a bracha. Bracha jemel chelim atoy v'hameitiv. You make for the bracha. Im nosnu lai b'matana. What happens if somebody gives you something you use? Someone gives you a pair of cufflings as a gift. So you're going to make a bracha. What bracha do you make? What would you say? Shechianu. I'm only one person using it. So the Shulchan Aruch says, the Mechaber says, Im nosnu lai b'matana, mevarach atoy v'hameitiv. Shitayv alai ulenaisei. The person giving it to you obviously feels good that you're taking his gift. So it's a bracha. You make hatayv v'hameitiv. Someone gives you a gift. You make hatayv v'hameitiv because it's anah for you. It's anah for the person who gave it to you.
So when you buy something also, you give the person the salary of being
anah.
Rebbe, but on the hatayv v'hameitiv, there's a continuous benefit for them. Like a car, there's a whole.
So it seems you don't need continuous.
It's
not no continuous. Initial. If you eat a new fruit, there's no continuous benefit. You just eat it. So the Magen Avraham says, what? Only Adam Chashev, he is from our Sif. Magen Avraham says, only Adam Chashev is considered a Hanah that he takes from you. A regular person, he disagrees with this Mechaber. Unless it's an Adam Chashev. You get an Adam Chashev, then. So Mishnah Berurah paskins. Mishnah Berurah says, Yesh me'achreinim shechalken al psak zeh. Says there are achreinim who disagree. Says the Gro also in the Magen Avraham. B'sriulei l'fi v'skaras ha'gemara didan l'iska brachazu ki im v'slu achrini gam ten toiv ha'gashmias. The person has to have a physical benefit. V'ze k'shin nitin lo'i kelim b'matana tzarchem ha'kam l'varech b'rchaz shechiyanu v'lo'i b'rchaz ha'toiv ha'meitim. So he says the Mishnah Berurah brings the chalkim to make sure shechiyanu. Yeshnaftu ladinik psecha shulchan aruch lamaisa nira toiv yaisa linik levarach b'rchaz shechiyanu. So he says to make a shechiyanu. Presumably, I mean, he doesn't bring the explanation of Adam Chashuv, but that's the Magen Avraham. He says in the Bir Halacha, I'm Magen Avraham, Shikshah, the Bir Rosh. He is from Adam Chashuv. So I. I mentioned to you in the past that when I got engaged, I took my kallah to Rav Moshe. Half because I wanted to get a bracha from Rav Moshe, and half because I wanted to show off to my kallah that I could get into Rav Moshe. We got engaged on a Sunday, and the following Sunday we went to the house. So when I was at Rav Moshe, I asked him what bracha I should, what bracha to make when I give her the engagement ring. I give her an engagement ring. So I don't even know why I asked. I guess I was a chassan, so he asked questions, so I asked. So Rav Moshe said that when I buy the engagement ring, I should make shechiyanu. When I give it to her, she should make hatoy v'ameitiv. So I said, I told him, but the Mishnah Berurah says, if you give a gift used by one person, you only make shechiyanu. I thought he'll answer me, yeah, but you're an Adam Chashev. This is different. But anyway, that's what he said. He said an engagement ring is different. He said a chassan feels very good that his kallah should walk around advertising they're engaged, should walk around with an engagement ring. So, and not only that, if you buy something, if you give as a gift, you don't make a bracha. But like Ramosha Lashitasai, that he held that the kallah wearing an engagement ring is a shimush of the chassan. So he said, when you buy it, make a shechiyanu. And when you give it to her, she should make a taiva meitiv on the ring. That's what he told us. What? It has nothing to do with how much you pay for it. It has to do with the fact that you should get it. You're getting it to use it. It's not the paying that gives joy. It's the receiving it that gets you, right? You make, it doesn't matter who pays for the suit. When you put on a suit, you make shechiyah. Who pays for it? What?
Who would make the bracha?
If
we say,
Matzah
and Shinah Tova, make
the language, Al-Davar, Imnasaleh Bimatana, Ivartameh, he's saying, the Shulchan says the recipient. Shutevalai Ulinai saying. So he's talking about lai, meaning the recipient. He says that's the bracha that you make. You tell a lai ulinai say. Ve'alacha says hanai say l'kuli amu lo yavarech. Ramesh was saying that an engagement ring is different than something regular, something ordinary. And my shah was in the diamond business. See, he told my father, don't waste your money on engagement ring. I'll take care of diamond. And so I asked my father how much he paid. He didn't want to tell me. So he's ashamed. He said, my shrek told him people are crazy. Diamonds that have flaws in them are worth very little. And no one can tell the difference. Why do people pay thousands of dollars for diamonds when you can go on with a couple of flaws inside and they're worth very little, but they're just as good for an engagement ring? What? He didn't tell that to his clients. He told that to my father. So, I don't know. But at any rate, maybe. It's hard to know the gedder of Adam Chashav. I tell you the truth, in Lamdis, I have a hard time with this. Let's say I give someone a gift. I buy something for $10 and I give it to him. He's not Chashav. I give someone a $10 item as a gift. How much is that worth to me? It's worth $10. I just spent $10 on it. I don't get it. If I give something to another chashuv, it's hanah for me. Anytime I spend money and give a gift, it's always hanah for me. Why am I spending money? Now, sometimes you just feel obligated to, maybe. But most gifts that you give somebody, isn't it always a benefit to the giver? Why would I give it away? I give someone $100. Why don't I give him $100?
It also benefits by receiving it.
I'm giving it, I'm not receiving it. I'm talking about me. I'm talking about the giver. Whenever you give a gift, it's worth money to you. Why are you giving it? I don't understand the whole musik here. We're saying, if it's Adam Chashav, then the giver gets benefit. Every giver has some reason why he's giving it. People...
Those things that you already have.
What?
You don't have more value by giving it to somebody else than having it in your hand.
I have $100 in my hand. If I give it to him, it's worth $100, so I'm even. Adam Chashav, I have a $100 thing. By giving it to him, it's worth it to me more than $100. Okay, it's good terms.
So when it comes to the engagement,
okay,
it's also like how dear is he to you?
But that's not start with that.
Expensive.
What? If you're willing to spend,
if you give her something expensive, that means she's very dear to you.
Okay. It's true. Therefore, it's worth making a bracha. Okay. Anniversary gift. You give because you want to give or because it's expected? Why do people give anniversary gifts? Because they're happy that the wife stuck with them all these years. And I tell my wife already, she stuck with me this long, I figure she'll stick with me already the rest of the way. I always tell her that. But why do people give anniversary? Because they want to give or because they're obligated to give?
Give a card.
I don't know. I mean this very seriously. I don't understand the gather of Adam Chashav. If you say it's a hanah, you give yourself, it's always some sort of hanah. But okay, it has to be worth more. To be worth more, it has to be that the guy, that there's a market value to it. It's very hard for me to understand that if it has no market value, what am I mekadesh the lady with? She has to get a shava pruta. She has to get pruta, shava pruta. So I don't know. I always have a hard time with this halacha. I don't mind if it's only an Adam Chashav. The Chakas Mechaikik is saying that Stam Adam is Adam Chashav. That's the Chakas Mechavalev. He says the Rashba disagrees, but the Mechaber is saying holds that a Stam person is an Adam Chashav. What does that mean?
I don't know. Would have the same hand, shall I say? If I give it to my friend, X, and he receives it. Same item I give to Trump. Would that, would the Hanukkah be the same for me? No.
Well, giving it to Trump is no Hanukkah unless someone's taking a picture or something. Why would you have any Hanukkah and give something to Trump? Only because he could tell other people I gave something to Trump. He's going to tell everyone that Moshe Zakheim gave me a... Okay, right. Give me a brownie bar. I'll give him a brownie bar next time I meet him. I mean that very seriously. When I learned this Gemara in Yeshiva, I always tell the boys, the way I understand, it has to have a market value. That's the rule. You can't show a woman with anything, it has to have a market value of a pruta. Rekaiglofanai, schaiglofanai, all the cases. I don't understand how giving something to an Adam Chashev, it has no market value, even though it's an Adam Chashev, but it has no market value to take anything from anyone. So why am I Mekadosh the issue with? I agreed to take it from you. What Kiddushin is there? Why am I giving a Shava Pruta? I don't know. I just don't understand it.
Yeah, why can't you learn that it's unquestioned the fact that both the same as yeah, and therefore Nolan doesn't accept anything from anyone else.
If he normally doesn't accept, and only accept, somebody has to have a value that he accepts, right? He has to have a market value. First of all, he's someone doesn't normally accept. That's first of all. So right away is a bit of a difficulty because I don't think most people don't normally accept. And then, even if he doesn't normally accept, but it's still shefty worth a pruta. Look at Pesrei Tshuva Chav Gimel. Pesrei Tshuva Chav Gimel says if you give a pruta to an Adam Chashuv, the Chav Gimel is here on this page, six lines on the bottom, or seven lines on the bottom. By Adam Chashuv, Chav Gimel says, Halef Dinazu, because of a tiv kedushin, zel shen leonoka kesef stam. Everywhere else says kesef, which is a pruta. Kan dairi b'adam chashiv noka and halef dinner. A dinner, which is 192 prutas. Eshem edavka b'davah chashiv b'kudesh estanos kabbalas davah chashiv havishav a pruta. He says what I'm saying. The hanoh of the kabbalas davah chashiv has to be worth a pruta. Abul nasei loy pruta. If you give Adam Chashim one pruta, had no as Kabbalah's pruta, ef she'ene shava pruta. I got the concept of Tzibarek Hazal. You know what he's saying? He's saying if you give a pruta to a person, that's not worth a shava pruta, that he's willing to accept a pruta. It makes sense that you'll pay him a pruta to accept a pruta. So it must be giving him a dinner, that's worth a pruta, he's willing to accept it. But then Pesachim is saying clearly that it has to have a shavius of a pruta. So, all right, Lamaisa, this doesn't come up halacha Lamaisa. It does come up by Shefianus and Taiva natives, but not so much by Kedushin. It just doesn't happen. Okay, so that's Sif Tes. Sif Yud. Okay, Sif Yud goes back to the discussion we've had on numerous occasions about what's a Shava Pruta. So Mechaber paskins very clearly that shir hakesef shemekachim bay mishkol chatzis sa'ir hakesef tzarev. So Shulchan Aruch says that the shir of kesef ikidushin is the value of a chatzis sa'ir, a certain weight of kesef tzarev of a pure silver. That's the sheet of the Mechaber and the Ramad agrees with that.
Stam kesef is not kesef tzarev. Kesef tzarev is better.
Chatzi tzarev, kesef tzarev. But maybe it is stam. The chalkes v'chalke chav dalid brings the sma. I'm b'yardes v'sadava I gav chay shemishva peches. So it's the same exact thing in the Shulchan Aruch. Makasha b'sma. Here's a sma sheeta. Nowadays, things cost money. He says, if you can't buy anything with it, that it should be called worth a pruta. So he says it's a suffix. What does that mean? So there's a fundamental machlaikis, how to touch the word kesef in Chumash. Well, how do you translate kesef? Now, of course, when it says zava kesef u'nechayshes, zava kesef u'nechayshes, kesef is silver, right? Gold, silver. It's one of the elements. But when it says that he gave Mishkel Arba Meis Shekel Kesef, where it says him Kesef Talve Esami. What is the translation of the word Kesef?
Money.
There's Chalukei Deis here between the Rishayim. The Rambam Shita and the Rif and the Mechaber, it's the Shita's Rambam Rif, is that Kesef means silver. Money is pegged to silver permanently. No matter what, come what may, silver goes up, silver goes down. The Shita of the Rambam and the Rif, the word Kesef means silver. It's used for money because silver is the determinant of whether something is money or not. And Chatzis says a certain weight of silver. The Rashi and the Ritva disagree. The Rashi and the Ritva are on Daf Yud Aleph in Kedushin, the Sugya of the Gemara. There actually says Sover of Yosef Lameimar Pruta Koldehu. But people say Pruta is any amount. The Gemara says Rav Yosef thought originally to say the word Pruta means Koldehu, any amount. That's what people say. The Gemara says he was wrong. A Kokas Ametayra Kesef Tzara. It means kesef tzara, means a certain type of fine silver. So the Raja and the Ritva there say that it has to be kesef hayoytze, kesef that's spendable. Rashi in the Mishnah Nabeis, it's one of those mysterious Rashis everyone tries to figure out. On the Mishnah says b'kashisha v'pruta. Rashi says v'pruta shel nechayshes. That's all Rashi. V'pruta of copper. Everyone's trying to figure out what Rashi means with that. Pruta all over Shas is copper. Pruta is a pruta. So what does Rashi mean? Pruta shel nechayshes. So those who understand that Rashi is coming, lafuke, the Rambam in the Rif, that money is tied to silver, he says no. The Rambam Rif hold pruta is represents a certain amount of money that's 768th of a shekel kesef. Of a certain amount of silver, but it's really pegged to silver, and the sheet of Rashi may be it's hard to prove things from Rashi, but that it's not tied to silver. It's something that you can spend money on. The machlekes is in kesef talves ami, should it be translated if you'll lend someone silver, or should it be translated if you'll lend someone money?
In that situation. There wasn't a concept of legal tender. I mean, give somebody a piece.
Why
of paper
wasn't there a concept of legal tender? Of course, there was.
Today, you give a piece of paper to someone and you say, "I'm giving you something." What means, you know?
Yeah, yeah. There was always legal tender, but it had value.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. There was always coinage, but it had some
you
type
know, like
of.
When we redeem the firstborn, also we can give him a few quarters. It has to be.
You give him $100 worth of quarters.
Well, two, three quarters. You got to give him
it has to be
one.
five shekel. Yeah. So the at any rate, this is the disagreement. There's a gra. The gra is in Hilchas Pidyon HaBen. Copy that in the Lashon. The gra in Hilchas Pidyon HaBen in Simen Shin Heis gra Dalin. He says Tzarech Leida. The same as always says such a Lashon here. Tzarech Leida Ein Mishtanin Shia Prutais V'Cholamat Beis. The value of a pruta doesn't change. Inflation, non-inflation, the value of a pruta doesn't change in the days of Maisha. Sover Rabbi Yosef pruta called him. Rabbi Yosef thought pruta is anything. And they told him, no, it's Kesef Tzara, Farma B'Tayra. So the Gross says that it doesn't change. And that's the Rambam and the Rif. It's constantly tied to prut of silver. The Sma, yes, you can't buy anything with it. So the Gra say that's irrelevant. It doesn't matter if you could, you can't buy with it. That's the rule. That's the way we paskin. We paskin a shava pruta is silver. It's pegged to the price of silver. And I mentioned to you the other week that the Gra, the Chazainish measures 1120 chatzi seiris in an ounce. So the ounce of silver is less than $11.20, then a penny is a pruta, whether you can buy anything with it or not. Today, the price of silver is about $35, somewhere around there. So 3 cents is a pruta. That's the way it works out, according to the Rambam, the Rif, the Mechaber, the Gra, most Rishayim, and the most Paiskim, that the value of a pruta is constantly pegged to silver, is not relevant that you can't buy anything with it. The Sma disagrees. The Sma says no. The Sma says that you have to be able to buy something with it in order for it to have a value. This is the basics. Now, the Machne Ephraim clears. The Gabi Kedushin, there's nothing to clear. This is a pruta. Pruta has to be chazisayu. There's a din that if you steal less than a pruta, you're not chayiv. Or if you find an aveda that's worth less than a pruta, you're not chayiv. The Gemara says if somebody drops something that belongs to three shutfim and it's worth two prutas, you don't have to return it. Imagine you found it worth two prutas. But so I'll tell you, I had a discussion with David Feinstein. I was trying to convince him of something. I'm not sure why he didn't agree. Reb David had come out about 3-4 years before his Petira with a Pearson. He was Mepharsim. He actually paid for ads that borrowing money from credit unions is awesome. Even though you're allowed to borrow from Chase Manhattan Bank, and they are Jewish owners, but the majority is not Jewish, and it's fine. They're violent. The majority of Chase is not Jewish, and it's fine. Credit unions are different. So the way Reb David explained it to me, why is a credit union different? Because a credit union works, there's no stock value. The owners of the credit union are people who have accounts. And what they get, all they get is interest. There's no other income to a credit union. They take money for deposits, they pay interest. And they lend money and they get into higher interest than they pay. Every dollar after expenses, every dollar that comes into a credit union is divided. If you have 1,000 members and they get a dollar, so each person gets 10 cents. If they get $1,000, they have 1,000 members, each person gets a dollar after expenses. Each person gets a dollar. So Rav David Feinstein held that borrowing from a credit union is a problem, even if there's one Jew in the credit union, because when you're going to pay a dollar's interest or $1,000 interest and 1,000 members, a Jew is getting a dollar. That was Reb David's shita. So I went back to him and I asked him the following. I said, what happens if a credit union has so many members that my payment comes to less than a pruta per member? Now, it's true, all the Jews together are getting more than a pruta. Let's say 10% are Jews. So 10% of what I'm paying, it's true. But why do we look at it by all the Jews together? We should look at it by each individual Jew is not getting a pruta. So if it's less than a pruta, and there's no issur. So Rav David wasn't masking. He's a man of few words. It was hard to get him to explain exactly why he wasn't masking to it, but he was clearly was not in agreement with this heter, and okay, Shalai Yisrael, so Makabel. Yet the Gemara says if you find an aveda that's worth five prutas that belongs to six shutfim, you don't have to give it back. You don't have to give it back because less than a pruta. So the Machne Ephraim, first Machne Ephraim Hilchas Gezeila, clears the following shaila.
Your payment isn't going to East Jew, it's going to the pot.
Right. It's but why is it us? The pot is mostly Goyim.
It's possible because a Jew may be getting more of your money that's in the pot, or a Jew may not be getting any money from your pot.
That's not true.
It's going to the pot. You can't say that.
In Chase Manhattan, it also goes to the pot. It also, whatever money goes into the middle. And
most of Goyim.
Well, but you see, by Chase, if you own a share in Chase, the value of the stocks go up and down, not necessarily related to every dollar of interest. So not really dividing it, but theoretically the ownership is everybody.
When you have to shut them, it's going to one of those three people. Your dollar that you're paying the interest to the credit union.
Well, you can't trace by dollar. It goes into the bank account.
It goes into the bank account, right.
But so in theory, it's divided by everyone evenly. Look, that was his reason to answer. Right, that's not my point. My point is, given his reason to answer, that you allot everything to everybody evenly, why if it's less than a pruta?
If your payment is large enough, the Jewish pool's got,
if it's large enough, you're right, then it's
so, so then how is he going to make the law when it's small?
My private is not large enough. Most of them people take car loans. How much you pay every month in a car loan? It doesn't come out to approve to a person. But you're right, if it's large enough. Now, the Makta Frayim Claris, why is stealing less than a pruta not stealing? Or if you find an aveda with less than a pruta per person, you don't have to return it. As a chakira. Is it like all shiurim, every shiur in the Torah, there's a shiur. There's a shiur for food, there's a shiur of a kezayis, there's a shiur for zman, there's a shiur for everything. There's a shiur for dine mamon. Dine mamon has a shiur of a pruta. Or, one second, or do we say, no, really gazelle is anything, but yid is meichel less than a pruta, yid is not makbid. There's a gemara like that in Avodah Zarah, in Sanhedrin, Nun Zayin. It says a guy is makbid less than a pruta. His chayim gets less than a pruta, yid is meichel, less than a pruta, yid is meichel. See, he clears, he says both are beferish gemaras. The gemara in the Idea says a yid is meichel, and the Gemara in Elamitzias that says if you find something worth an amount of money and divide it by people, it comes out less than a pruta, so that there's no din hashav, even though what you found was more than a pruta. So at any rate, he clears, nafgamina would be if someone deliberately steals less than a pruta, if he becomes pasteleitis. He's ever an aveira, just the yimaychol. He says another nafgamina. He has another nafgamina, but yishlam yidas. If somebody drops something worth less than a pruta and you find it, so Gemara says there's no chiyav hashava less than a pruta. It's because dine mamon doesn't apply by less than a pruta, so you don't have to return it. If it's because he's meichel, if he doesn't know about it, he's not meichel. So yishav das lahavi yish, you would have to return. Imagine less than a pruta, you would also have to return. It's very, very difficult to. What? You have to do tshuva, unless that a pruta. You have to do pruta. Maybe. So the Mitzvah Chinuch says that by Gezel, Chatzishir, Gezel has that a pruta, it's still Chatzishir also in that Torah. He doesn't have that bond, then it works out as Mechila. If it works out as an assumption of Mechila, maybe it's different. Okay, so I'm not sure how to deal with it. But Al Kaponim, it's a clear machaber that the shir is this and that. Now, so this brings us pretty much to close of the first siman here in Hilchos Kiddushin, the major siman about the giving of Kiddushin. The next siman is someone is Mekadesh Begedel. So, with Lamaisa, where it's an unusual the way Pesach comes out, we're going to miss two Sundays because of Pesach, and next week I usually do Hilchos Pesach. It's going to be a month, so I'm going to start Chav Ches later. But I do want to talk about the Kaddish Begezel. I want to sort of move over. I mentioned Halachi yesterday by Sudha Shlishis, by Shal Shudis, which rather is tied to Simon Chav Ches, and which I see surprised a lot of people. I mentioned by Sudha Shlishis that matzah has to be lachem, has to be your matzah. Not the whole Pesach, but the matzah that you eat for Kazayis. It has to belong to you. It has to be yours. And I mentioned that everybody knows lulav and lulav has to be yours, and esrog has to be yours. Some people know that tzitzis have to be yours. Even that, a lot of people don't know that if it's not your tzitzis, you don't make a bracha. But by matzah, it seems not to be known. So I was proven correct because of. A lot of people came over to me very surprised. The matzah has to be yours. It's very surprising to a lot of people. I mentioned that in my house, before we go to wash, by Maitzi Matzah, I make an announcement to everyone at the table that I give them directions what we're going to do. If I have to make a Maitzi and then start giving things out, we have a number of people there. It's just the big hefsik. And besides, this guy wants this kazayas, you know, and I used to give it out. So one person, ooh, that's too much. And one person wanted more. So this is what I do. So my new policy for many years. Before we go to wash, everyone, you take whatever matzah you want, whatever shear you hold you have to eat. It's perfectly okay with me. Doesn't matter to me. I tell people, have a mind to be kainet. A mind to be kainet should be yours. And I come in, so I make hamaitzi on the shleiman. And then I let go of the bottom shalom. And everyone together, I make hamaitzi, I might see everybody. Because you need lecha mishnah. People don't have lecha mishnah. So when I say hamaitzi, I might see everyone around the table. They don't say it. And then when I make brichas matzah, there everyone says it. And everyone says brichas matzah together. And they don't start eating. I give everyone a little piece of the prusa and the shleima that I'm making a bracha on. So I pass around. I don't have to measure it because I give everyone a small piece. And then when everyone gets a small piece, then they start eating. I tell them really they shouldn't be mashed, they shouldn't talk from when they wash till after they eat the kairach. Because the brichas matzah goes on kairach as well. So it's really not mutter to speak out, to talk from when you wash until after kairach. So you hear a lot of crunching noises, but that's that. Now I tell people to be kainet. The question is, what others rely on when they're a guest and they're eating someone else's matzah? What they rely on. So one thing, there's a chakira in the Ran and the Darim. And it's brought, oh, we're going to have it in Simcha Ches as well. In Simcha Ches, there was a story, I think, by the Marit, where a guest was sitting at his table and liked his daughter, the host's daughter. So he took food from the table that belongs to the host, as Makadish, the host's daughter. I don't know what he took. Let's see, an apple on the table. So he said to his daughter, "Hurry, I'm going to sleep with this apple." So the host said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I need a shver pays for everything, you know, like it's." So the question is it your apple? So it was given to me to eat. When a host gives you something, is it yours, or he's giving you permission to eat what's his? That's the Ran's Claire in the Darim, and we'll have it in Davnim Luin. What? So it's implied when you're sitting as a guest that, okay, so that's true. That's true. But the Mishnah Berurah says the following. In Shulchan Aruch it says you can't eat matzah gazula. There could be many reasons for that. The Mishnah Berurah says, Hatam, why can't you use it? Yalfina mechala, ksereshava. Also, matzah has to be your lechem, your bread. And he says, "Avo, im shol matzah yaitzaba. If you borrow matzah, you yaitzah. The sheila manas lo echla. When you borrow matzah, everyone knows you're not giving it back. You're going to eat it. Leila zira ben." Ken Hariu Shaloi Mamish. So then it's considered to be his. So he says, if you borrow matzah, you go to your neighbor, say, "I have no matzah, lend me some matzah." So he knows you're going to eat it. So he's really giving it to you. And you owe him, when you buy matzah later, you'll return matzah to him. That's what it says. Now, this is tough to balance of contest love in the Mishnah Berurah. Now, in the Bir Alochi, he talks about what about the people sitting at the table? So he brings from Rabbi Kiva Eger, "I am a chedush Rabbi Kiva Eger, b'shari echrayim, sheviu shita saritva, the daitai apagozal matzah, yeshinoi maisa kivdali isa kanya b'shinoi maisa." He says, when you chew the matzah, you kind it with shinoi maisa. You changed it by chewing it. V'amitzvah tayemes b'blias hamatzah. You kind of mitzvah when you swallow it, because the hakaimalon bala mitzvah matzah yotza. In time, gaimel daizel chita by kemach vaso matzah the yotza. See, he says that Rabbi Kivega says that if you're chewing the matzah, you're kind of when you chew, and then when you swallow it, it's already yours. That's why he brings Rabbi Kivega. He says the Mishnah Berurah is not happy with that. He says ledina naktina kshitza shulchan aruch. Shudas roif paiskim de lo yotza. Tzarch lazar velecho matzah acheres mishalai. If you eat somebody else's matzah, if someone is stolen, you have to go and eat matzah all over again from your own matzah. V'komo yilim bracha k'shaychel efshi yeshloch shudas ritva and Rabbi Kiveger shikvar yotza b'di evit. So this is what he brings. He brings the shayla if if he yaitz in such a case. And now it's probably true that the people around the table, when they give you a table, in the matzah tea, it's implied you do it for the mitzvah, whatever it takes for the mitzvah, it's certainly implied that you could be kainit. And it's no worse than if you borrow a talis. It says if you borrow a talis from someone, so he's giving it to be yaitza, see, he's makna to you. A talis has to be yours. Borrow a talis, you don't make a bracha on. So when someone lends you a talis for a mitzvah, he wants you to do the mitzvah, he's being makna to you. So you really kainit, it becomes your talis. That's what it says. So here also, matzah should be no worse. It's already implied that he wants you to be yaitza with the mitzvah matzah. And mamela, it's good as long as he's there, the owner of the matzah is there. Now, Mishnah Brura brings the Shagas Aryeh's issue. When they used to bake in a communal oven, many people bake in the same oven. Nobody could tell if he's getting his matzah back or someone else's. Mishnah Brura says, Nachin Shiyaimru, Kol Mishegi Matzase Liyadi, Yalei B'matana. A person should make the statement, I'm makta my matzah to whoever gets my matzah. Because otherwise, people are getting a matzah, it's not really their matzah. And they're not being yaitzah with it. It's not your matzah. You're trading it. The person gave 10, you gave 10. He's taking 10, you're taking 10. He's not angry at you for taking the 10. But still, it's not yours. It's not your matzah.
Didn't they make up like that when it was a tefillah, so it's understood that.
Understood is that, I don't know if that's a Kenyan being understood.
Well, can't you mafkir it?
You can do whatever you like.
If you mafkir it, then
mafkir means let anybody take it. Is that your intention, to let anybody come and take it?
Well, yeah, if everybody decides to mafkir it, then it's
so then anybody else could come and just take that. If your intention is not to be mafkir it, you can't say I'm being mafkir. You can be machnit.
You really say it in the beginning. You say you told
them. You say in the beginning, called the pin yesi
v'echol.
Very nice of you. Okay. What?
Is there an issue going to a hotel?
There are many issues of going to a hotel. Believe me, you're paying for the matzah full price. You're paying full price. And if they wouldn't give you the matzah, they'd be gone of it, right? You're paying for it. So I suppose that's included. I assume that's included what you're paying for. The question is, when you're a guest at a table, that's where really the question. What?
They put the food on the table in front of you.
So that's the Ran Suffolk in the Durham. When you're eating in my house, if you come to my house to eat, let's say I invite you, can you take like a pocket full of, let's say I put out whatever it is, I put out candy for dessert, and you're a guest in my house. Can you take a pocket full home with you? Are you going to take a pocket full home with you? Is it yours? What?
Not with
a reshus. Why do you reshus? It's yours. No, the hotel, I agree. I'm staying in the house. No, hotel, I agree. You're really paying for it. It's included in the price.
So, yes, belongs to you.
See, that's the question. When you're a guest and I give you food to eat, am I being makna the food to you? And saying, now it's your food? Or am I just saying, it's my food, you can eat it? Now, no one thinks about it, because it doesn't make much of a difference.
So on your plate, she's first giving you the food on your plate for you to eat, it's yours. You don't give it back.
Does that mean it's yours?
Yes.
Okay, so you're saying it is, and that's what the Paiskim, the Ran is misuffic. Are you eating my food, or is it your food? That's his suffic. That's his question. The fascinating in the Hart Sweet is a tshuva. The history of it is interesting. The name of the tshuva is, what about Maurer that's stolen? He writes, in 1949, Yerushalayim, during the war, there was a shortage of Maurer. So they went to Deir Yassin. Deir Yassin was the Arab city that they killed out all the Arabs there. So there were a lot of empty houses there. And they went and they took Maurer from the Arab houses in Deir Yassin. So they asked the Har Tzvi, if you yaitza, it's matzah gezula. It's stolen matzah. Amara gezula. He says, Mazalina, whatever, Amara to be lachem. Fascinating tshuva. See, he writes in the tshuva, he writes, Haganah kona bekibush mulchama. That's his language. It was rather not the Haganah, it was the Irgun. He made a mistake. Right, the Haganah was the was Ben Gurion's army. This was Begin's Irgun. But you're right, the Haganah Kona Bekipu Shulchan. And therefore belongs to Jews. And the Jews, he assumes, I'm asking that you could do Mitzvah Smar. The history of it is fascinating. It's fascinating to read.
But Matzah should be different than Palace anyways.
What?
Matzah should be different than Palace. By far, the Shayat Mahatma Mahatma
Yeah, question is that the Stam Das is for that. It is different, but the question is, when we say the Stam Das is to be Magnet. So the Shagas Arya is Matmiya on this month. The Mishabura brings to say that whoever will get it should be kinda that we pass him by a Daraisa ain't Brera. You can't be Magnet something now and later it's Chalam Afreya. It doesn't work. Can I be back to something that should be chal now? Not that it should be chal later, I'm afraid. It doesn't work. So he's matzmiya.
So then,
what?
Kol
dechpin wouldn't work either. Yeah, I don't think kol dechpin anybody means to be magnet. Kol dechpin are the people in the street, not the people at the table. But, okay. You, by kol dechpin, you can tell everyone you're kinda. But what are they kinda? Right now, they don't know which matzah they're going to eat. When they take the matzah, they know. But right now, they don't know which matzah they eat. It can't be kind of something that's not mavur or what it is.
Rabbi, when we talked about Amira last week,
yeah.
Is Amira affected if a person tapes himself saying, Hareyach and Kadesh,
we'll go back to that topic. I think that's the way to go back. But if you want to stick around, I'll...
Can somebody be kind of the matzahs on behalf of all the guests?
You could be kind of... That's Breira. That's Breira. Well, you're allowed to do it by Erev Tavshilin or by Erev Tumim, because that's the Rabbanim. That's the Shagas Arias Kasha, that by Daraisa we don't say Breira. Has he been Vorer, who? So what he says to do, instead of saying, like the Mishnah Berurah says, whoever will get it is kind of from now, to wait till everyone got it, and then say, I'm Amakna to whoever has. Yeah. Okay. It's Hashem, Hilchos Pesach next week, after Yom Tov, Simchat Torah.